Coming up on the current OC, we'll take a look back at some of the big events of the fall. We'll show you how the freshmen competed on field day.
Plus, we'll show you which fall sports teams had history-making seasons.
These stories, plus weather and more, it all starts now on the current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to the Current OC. I am Madison Bayham.
And I am Cece Mirsky. Are you excited for the holidays?
Yeah, already decorated for Christmas. How about you?
Not yet, but hoping soon. Every fall, Ocean City welcomes its newest Red Raiders with a day full of games, laughter, and team spirit. Freshman Field Day is all about building friendships and school pride, with teachers and upperclassmen joining in on the fun. Here's a look at this year's Freshman Field Day.
Freshman Field Day is a great day because, one, it gets us out of the classroom.
My favorite station was the slingshot. I had lots of fun slinging the balls, and I got to catch some, and yeah.
I'm in the job with the slingshots, and you'd think it'd be common sense how to shoot a slingshot, but a lot of the freshmen, they haven't learned that in school yet.
Me and John are out here, and we just love seeing all the new freshmen out here. We're having a great time. Just love the new faces, and we're gonna try to make them have a good time out here.
My favorite part of Freshman Field Day is getting to know all the newcomers here at the school, getting them to see what it's like here at the high school and interact with the upperclassmen who are gonna be great leaders for them.
Looks like the class of 2029 had an awesome time out there. Definitely a fun way to kick off their high school journey.
Yeah, it's always great to see everyone come together for a day of school spirit and friendly competition.
Now let's head over to Cody Schwein, who's got all the latest in Red Raider sports.
What a fall season for the OC girls. They dominated in multiple sports and even brought home a state championship. Let's start with cross country. Where the OC girls were usually setting the pace and running in front of the pack, the current OC cameras followed along as the girls took home their eighth straight Cape Atlantic League championship at EHT. Running on the 5K course, the OC girls had top four finishers. Sophomore Riley Tolson and junior Carly Godfrey led the way with Lillian Flora, Bella Serra, and Payne Clemens right behind them. Tolson won her first individual Cal championship in a record best time, just over 18 minutes. Following the Cal title, the OC girls won the South Jersey Group 3 championship and then captured the school's first state title in 37 years. Head coach Tim Cook tells us what makes this team so special.
You know, comparing teams, I think this group is so close. They're all really good friends, and they spend so much time together. I think they really do enjoy running for each other and with each other, so they all push each other a little bit more than in the past. They're very humble, which it just speaks to their character. You know, they're really a great group of kids.
Congratulations to our OC girls for that phenomenal season, which wrapped up with a 10th place finish at the Meet of Champions race. Now, to the OC girls volleyball team, which just finished its most successful season yet. The Ocean City girls volleyball program, now just 3 years old, put together its best season yet, setting a new school record for wins and bringing home a championship. The Raiders finished an incredible 26-2 record, capturing their first ever Cape Atlantic League title after knocking off Olma in the championship match. Outside hitter Brady Boyd continued her dominant career, already surpassing 1,000 kills as just a junior. Defensive specialist Gabby Araci, along with Riley Boyd, Brooke Suter, and Bryn Williams, formed a talented young core that will all return next season. Coach Garza's squad put together a magical run, and with so much talent coming back, the Raiders are poised to build on this success when they return next fall. The volleyball and cross country weren't the only two squads to finish with winning marks. Girls soccer and field hockey both posted winning records and earned trips to the playoffs. Emma Vince led soccer with 7 goals and 6 assists this season, while Casey Adamson led the way with 21 goals for field hockey. Let's check out some girls tennis. After a long wait on the construction project, the OC girls finally got back on their home court outside the school. Top singles player Cece Mirsky showing off her skills in a playoff match with Deptford. Cece, with a good return, gets the lob shot to fall for the win. junior Anna Wisniewski playing second singles comes to the net for the smash. Sydney Halliday, Kaya Chu, Olivia Davis, Peyton Larix, and Katie Grimley among the seniors on the squad. Great job to the girls as they advance to the South Jersey Group 3 semifinals this season. Of course, another big win for the Eagles on Sunday night against the Lions with a victory of 16-9. The Eagles head down to Dallas this weekend for a divisional matchup against the Cowboys. Back to you.
Wow, thanks, Cody. CeCe, you were looking good out there on the court, but it's a little chilly for tennis season. Let's check in with Joe Mine to see how the weekend weather looks.
Thank you, guys. Let's take a look at the boardwalk. It's very cold and windy still. We've been having this for about a week, about 40-mile-an-hour winds, feeling like 29 degrees every single day. Flag over here winds out in the west, like Grady Hoffman said. Let's look at the live radar down in Atlantic City. It's looking really clear, but we got a lot of rain down there on the other side, on the west coast over there. Now today it's 38 degrees. It feels like December already, and 60% humidity. Now let's look at the regional temperatures. My God, it's already feeling like December already, with 39 in Philadelphia, 36 in Atlantic City, and I bet that water temperature is probably gonna drop down to the 20s by the time December hits. Now with your tides, high tide 640. I can't really do tides that well, but it's okay. Now let's look at the 7-day forecast. Oh wow, not very good, a lot of rain. Monday it's gonna rain, 49 degrees, Thursday cloudy, Friday rainy, Saturday rainy, Sunday sunny and cloudy. Monday it's gonna be completely sunny and 50 degrees, and Tuesday it's gonna be cloudy and 55 degrees. That does it for your current OC weather forecast, back to you.
Thanks, Joe. We had a lot of team spirit at this recent pep rally.
There were so many different performances, such as the Jalapeno Bowl and the showcase of our fall sports teams. Let's take a look back at the fall pep rally.
Well, that will do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJ.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching. We leave you now with some sights and sounds from the OC Surf team.